I put your chavadas in my mechaimus? I'll be there, I'll put it in your chavadas in my mechaimus, no problem. I can borrow it every single day. No problem.
After the
two brothers. No one's is two separate. Seamless.
For the bar? For the bar is the yishtava. At the end,
Mela pula vada shbrachas. Period. Stop. You say yishtava, shibcha malkeinu, brachas, brachas, Hashem, Mela pula vada shbrachas. No Haggad ever printed that. I never saw any Haggad. I'll be there, I'll put it in the Haggad. No problem. I can borrow it every single day. No problem.
After the
Seder, no one's is two separate. Seamless. For the bar?
For the bar is the yishtava. At the end, Mela pula vada shbrachas. Period. Stop.
You say yishtabach shivcha malkeinu brachas v'dachinu brachas to Hashem melvul v'dashbrachas. No Haggad ever printed that. I never saw any Haggad. I never saw Haggad print like a Chaim either, what they call it over here. Right, so Haggad is printed either the Mechaber Shita or the Taz. And the Nia's diet in the Taz is more mitzuyah based on the fact that I think that's Pashup Shat, that way. Okay, let's go by. We took a lot of time on this because it's a very fascinating topic. Certainly the conversation piece, that's for sure. We have to start on Kuchbach, Kuchbach, the 10th of the day. He either quotes the Ba, he quotes either the Chok Yankov, or he quotes the Ba. He quotes those two, and the Mechaber, he quotes all three possibilities. Every Baruch Chaim. Let's go to the Mishnah Kuf, Yud-Tes, Mem, Beis. Yes, what's your question?
No. Later on, when you actually start the halal section, can you speak in between?
I don't think so. I shouldn't speak at all.
Usually, like in halal, you don't feel like who said usually.
Could repeat yourself. Repeating too. Looting too.
Usually do that because of the brothel.
Right. You also should better not repeat it. Better not repeat it. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach ha-bikom. The world's famous mission. Ma ha-bikom ha-namar ha-shalot yakir b'chabura l'chabura. It's unbelievable. What does this have to do with anything? So Rashi is completely silent. Zero. Rashbam says a whole story. In case of Tolan, you can't go from one place to another. Ein ochel ochel b'shnei mekomot. You can't go, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, believe it or not. You can't even have to call it once at this table, half on this table, half on that table. Even in the same room is Machlok. Wow. Unbelievable. As I say. Ushmul Amar, you're going, or Deloy Li, that goes Laya La Abba. I would say ice cream for me and ice is for you. I mean, I like ice cream, that's my favorite dessert, and someone else likes ice is dessert. That's what it means. What's that pikol, Mr. Rashbam? Hotsiu ve'viu v'haviu mine mesika. Afiku, if we bring out, mon, which means portion, mana, a portion. And Shmuel saying, no, don't do a chabur, don't do a chabur. It's a different word. You can't have to the face of why? Shulia abe mimenu tam apesa. What's wrong? Why can't you have a tam apesa? Shadino le'achu besofa la'sova. So you have to have it at the end. What's the problem with the Rashbam? If you'll allow someone to eat after the Afikoman, what we call the Afikoman colloquially, we'll see soon what that means. He may na'ir al asova. If we tell him, listen, mister, last chance to eat, last chance to eat, after there's no more eating. We'll wolf it down. Till he gets to the what we call our plumbing filled. That's pushing the psychological shot. According to the Rashbam. Before you go any further though, if you I don't have an article, but if you translate aim up here not have to call me and say, you're not gonna have dessert after common pace. And the swiggy about aim up not have a mat after coma, you're not have dessert after the mat. The usage of the word afikoma to mean the last shtick of the matzah itself is not found in shots. Not found in shots? You don't find Shulchan expression. Afikomi is dessert, but you don't find it in Shas that the word Afikomi should refer to the last piece of matzah that you eat in at the Seder. You find it though in Shulchan Aruch. Achar Afikomi, then lechol shum dover. Afikoman, of course, there being a reference, Tafayim Kesefala. Here's a reference, Afikoman, which is, we use the, Tafayim Zayin also. He said, in Shavuot, Ochal Afikoman. You already said it over there, use that expression. Okay? So that colloquial expression is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Is it found in the Torah already? I don't even know. Take a look on the Torah. Let's use that colloquial expression. Give a look. Tafayim. Yep, he has it. Tafayim. Achar Afikoman and Lechol Shemdom. From the what do you call it? From the tour. Let's go back to the rush. Does the rush have it? I want to see how far back does this go. No. Where is it? Offhand in the rush. I don't see it's a similar Lamadala, which we rush talked about the Talmud, what we call. I don't see it directly. Maybe in the Kitzuri, I don't know. One second. I don't see him using that expression. I don't see it. It's found mefurish with an explanation in the Shiltei Giborim, which you all can just turn to the back. But please turn to the Shiltei Giborim, please. The Beis Yosef already, it could be the Torah invented it. But I see over here, Acher Afikoman, what does that mean? Acher Afikoman. So the Beis Yosef has to explain, it's quoted by the Drisha, Prisha, excuse me. It's if Kot Nalef, what do you mean Afikoman? Pirish, the Kazayat Sheoklan, Besof HaSuda, Koron Afikoman, Al Shem Shem Rafir and Acher Afikoman, Beis Yosef. So that means that the Torah is the one who's made. I'm sorry? Do I use that expression? No, I know that, but that we call the last Kazayas Afikoman. Where do you see that? Shulta Gibarim explains it. Over here. Where the Shulta Gibarim? Page 52, the very bottom. Right, so that's I think the Torah invented the Torah. The Shulta Gibarim, they lived, What is Shulta Gibarim saying? Is that the main bracha at the end? We'll get to that later in Tosis. He had Nikres Afikoman. Why do you call it Afikoman? Al Shem in Aftir and Lomar Akar Achilas Afiku Mine Mazon Shasu Lechol Koldover. The way I read the Shulta is the opposite. Rashbam no Afiku Mazon means bring out the food. We want to eat it, and I think he's understanding take away the food. Take away the food. Can't eat anymore. Because he can't feel him in the garden after Achilas Matta, because they shoot him Tam Matta Mepiv, etc., etc., etc. So the Shulta Gibbon has the expression, the Torah has it, and the Rishon doesn't feel compelled to explain it, because it's not an expression you find in the Shas, even the Rosh doesn't seem to have it. Thought about the Torah and the Shulta Gibbon. The Riyadh, that's when did they live? I don't know who lived first. I don't know exactly who lived when. Look in the history books. I call upon him. That's the expression. The prima donna really makes it fancy. Oh, Afikoman means dessert for us. Ah, that last matzah, what a delicious piece of... Yeah. Why? Because it's chaviva lanu, mesutra lanu, it's mampakim lanu. That's in Mishpat Dozov, Simon Tophai, and Chesed Klas Nalef. I guess that's really the poetic spin that the prima donna puts on this expression, Afikoman. All right, just some historical... basis for the expression. The Gemara goes weiter. Rabbi Yochanan lemat gon tumar v'klaris v'gozer. Tanik avosti Rabbi Yochanan maftir nachar pesach gon tumar v'klaris v'gozer. Dessert. Om Rav Yudah mashmul em maftir nachar matah v'koma. You can't eat after the last piece of shtickle of matah. Not em maftir nachar pesach v'koma.
Where did
they maftir nachar matah? It's a brisa.
Where?
I don't know. So said they didn't have it.
Huh?
Yeah, I know that, but I looked it up, they didn't find it. Yeah. Look it up? I don't know, I didn't look. I took it up. What can I do? So it's a different price. Okay. So it's a member, not a price. It's not a price. It's a member. The doctor should not be a price. Otherwise, it's a kashmir mishnah for. I don't know, it must be a mistake, that marginal note, step the perig yud. Must be a mistake. Not. In Raftir Nacha Pesach HaVikom, Nacha Pesach Hud Lo Avalacha Matam Raftir, in Akasha, from the Mishnah against what? Shmuel. If it be a Bryce like him, so nobody asks Akasha, it's a Matanoi. Was it Lovi Boy, come, Lovi Boy, Akra Matam, Lo Nafish Tamayu. Aval, the Shachar Pesach, the Nafish Tamayu. Vlo Motzi, Avure, Leslan, Bo, Kamashmas. You see, Klor of this Gemara, and the reason for Rabbi Kolman is she says, Ha Mata Vipiv. Beferish. That's why the Gemara thinks that it's more, you might have thought that you can't eat after Mata, you made after Pesach, because meat has a stronger taste than as a dry cracker made from bread or from flour and water. Name of the silent, Hasufkinin, Vadupshtin, Vaiskritin, all the Mamalek, Kresa, Mehemel, Vach, Yokozat, Mata, Vachrona. This is the Achrona in Barishona Lo. Oh. So what does that mean? Because you have to have the Kazayat at the end after they see Machinach Hamas have become. What's it not wrong? Let me boy come on. Let me boy Barishona Lo, Kochel, the Teobah, much great. Abba Achrona, the Boss of the Mechel, Achila, Gatsa, so it's no good. Aim below. But you can't eat, it's not good to be Yoti then. Kamashmala, no. But so you can have the, that you're going to have the Kazayas Shomitzvah, it's also good. It's also good. It doesn't mean that it's after good and after you can't eat afterwards. Maybe you can eat afterwards also. Who said you can't eat afterwards? Doesn't say that there's no riot you can't eat afterwards. Maybe the Kiddush is you're allowed to have it towards the end, but you're allowed to eat afterwards too. No riot. Mazutra Masniyachim, Rav Yosef, Rav Yud, Omer, Shmuel, Maftir Nachar, Matzah, Fikon, Faker. Name of Messiah, Maftir Nachar, Pesel, Avikom, Nachar, Pesel, Lo, even after Pesach you can't. You would have thought after Pesach you're allowed to have. It's a strong faith. No. Why not? No, meat is much stronger taste than bread. Everyone knows that. Meat's a strong taste. Bread is nothing. It's bland. It's gone. No taste at all. Okay. Right. Tosfos. So the first Tosfos about falling asleep. You fall asleep in the middle of Afikom and you're in trouble. How can they fall in the middle of Afikom? In the middle of eating after come out after fall. Fall in the middle of the meal. Lost the chair. I understand it very well. But the fall, why are you chewing? I mean, how bad is it? If you do, you have a halakhic problem. Serious. I'm not going to go into it. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's only a problem if you fall asleep mamish while you're chewing the after come. Which doesn't happen too frequently. But if it does happen, then it is a problem. And Simon Tafayim Chesavay, Mish Yoshim B'Socha Suda, so Ramah says, "Call the Einu Ela Sheyashnu Da'achas Shetchilu Lechal Afikomim." Avol Shein Akodem Azeh Lo Havi Eftik Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. That's not going to happen before you start Afikomim. So they're not going to go into these problems. Doesn't have a two off the four feet of that very minute. All right. But this is a very important talk. Bachrona. Bachrona in Rishon Lo. Period. Rishon Lo. Bachrona Lo. We go to less Leil Kazayas Matzav Asu Lo. Tov la'ofu ala solva v'lios tamatzu l'piv avavada yisle mata l'chol sudo so tov l'echol mata v'tchilo l'tayoven u'levarech alea v'chakach v'gmar sudo so yofu kazayet mata v'yye tamatzu l'piv v'yke mitzvah l'rishona shibo l'tayoven v'gam yevesof tamatzu l'piv v'yose kazayet akwar period. According to the first day I told you the ikka kazayet is the first and the last is a nice idea because it's tamatzu l'piv which you haven't really fully analyzed yet. It's a nice idea. Second day. Bafilum ika mitzvah for a pukfaket. The main thing is the last one. Ain't the tail man of the Rishona can lift a mitzvah shalachon. Train the Baruch Alachon, which we shall have in the Kresu. Abu Yakul Baruch Alachon with the Potachon, she ika mitzvah can push the hell. Graf Kista, Gabi had it crazy bully with the moral. Yeah. The Chain tell them of the Hillel, she korach matzah chetz of a sov ha suda. Vokhi abi yakul matzah the rice and came with gila suda him of Baruch Alachon matzah. Brochel, the Moelas also brochel, the Birchus Matam, a Pesach of Esau. Yeah. Heal, if he wishes to lay out the Rachid, the Boil, after the Chazar, Al Shai, Rachel, the Tibur Rishon, here the Baruch, Alamor, Sibyl Shani, if you're not Kinabi, you're Kasar, Kamal Kenal, Sukhun, and Lechel Babitchila, and the Varachal Achilas Matta, the soul. You look here, Shaka Shikam, the Rav, you're saying, Sir, the Chazan Shai, Rav, the Varachal, and Marbatil, and the Rosh, the Varachal, the Sibyl Shani, and Kanabi, the Varachal, and Matta, the Sibyl, fine. That's a question whether the Chatchila is the Chatchila do this crazy thing, which you would call completely insane, of having a Bracha at the beginning and the Mitzvah at the end. If you could do it at the Chatchila only, but the end, 2 days to toast. Okay. I've kind of toast. So the Rosh gets very into this. But before the Rosh, I just want to show you the Rashi and the Rashbam. We discussed this Rashi and Rashbam, Rabbi Osai, at the very beginning of our Mitzvah. This will be the first year. So maybe the first year, second year. Because there's a big problem. The Gemara is not Afsani test. You should be hungry when you eat the first Kazayat Matzah. Why? So Rashi Rashbam is what they explain. Because of Teyova. That implies the first Kazayat is the main mitzvah. Whereas here they seem to say that what? The last Kazayat is the main mitzvah. That's the problem. That's the problem which the Moana Muzmanam talks about. The Sharafian talks about a little about. What did Rashi say? Rashi says, Ein Mavtinach Amatz Afikoma Shetzorach Last Rashi on Kuf Yud Tes Amad Beis. Okay. Two girses. Whole ve or afal pisha ena. Big difference, right? From one end to the other. Ball the shame chova. Kedama rab chistul yel gabi moral achas shemila kreisim emen al yach. Eich yivich kozeh mevorech alav. Okinami gabi matzah. It's a chavayim of orach beresha, v'hoda ochu matzu b'achrona, v'lo brocha. Avo lo morod l'achova. How do you read the last line of Rashi? Who can you shot the last line of Rashi? Avo lo morod l'achova. What do the words mean? I had a lot of trouble with the last line. What does the last line of Rashi mean? Just translate the words for me. That's what it means? What's it talking about? Why is it, what's that line doing here? What's it coming here for? Yes? Oh, that's what I thought. What I thought was that the Rashi brought the Rosh's kasha. If in fact, you'll say that the main kazayas at the end should have karach at the end. See, that's the first 3 words of the line. Have a low moral. What are the last 3 words of the line say? The lav kova who? What's the lav kova? Because more than a chovah d'oraisa, I tell you, I'm shot in the last few words. Could be. Very unclear, that line of Rashi. So Rashbam is even more beforeish that the Pasha of the Chiyah is at the end. Hashem shot. He was the quote from Chiyah. This is the Rashi, the Rashbam towards the bottom, in Afsirin. Says the same as Rashi. Almost word for word. Fine. It's a steer. So the Sharat Siyan takes Rashi and Rashbam at face value. He says, Simon Top, Ayin, Zayin, Tukot, Dal, we had this once before. Shemi Das Rashi, Rashbam, Mashu, Rabbi Koman, Yotzim, Etzim, Amitzvah, Tachilas Mata. I should take the Levarach, Vachilas Hasudah, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Chav, Mebrach, Lifter, Gama, Rabbi Koman, Ulu, the two, Vavare, Terav, Lach, 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 Save it, come on, save it. According to the Rashi and Rashbam, the main key was at the end. I have my some doubts, but the Mo'adim Uzmanim planted a doubt in my mind. The Mo'adim Uzmanim, no, Rashi never meant it. He never meant it. So although it's a steer to Rashi Naftali test. What Rashi and Rashbam meant was that it should have been this way. It should have been the Yotz of the Kazayas not at the end. That should have been proper. But bottom line, it's not true. Why is it not true? Because you make a bracha at the beginning. And I believe he claims, to make a bracha at the beginning, what must emerge is that the what? That the mitzvah is also at the beginning. Right, I'm based on the Ramban. And I think, I don't know, it's over here in Simon Reish Mem Aleph. I think the raya to this would be, although I don't remember from last time, is the Rashi and the Rashbam themselves back on Kuf Tezvot. I don't believe that right. He says it's Steven Rashi. Yeah. He says, Shiroi all the time it's not to the group of itself that. It was Roy. But it can't be. But you really, I'll leave a damage in the comment at the beginning. Roy should have been at the end. But since you have to make a bracha, to make it at the beginning, against the Sharatim. He doesn't say another word, but I think the riotous might be the Rashi Mashbam and Kuf Tetzvav. Give a look at the first Rashi Mashbam and Kuf Tetzvav. I'm an out. Give a look for a sec. What do they say? What do they say? On Rav Chisda. What does Chisda say? To make a bracha at the beginning and then you eat it again at the end. Wow, which is the main one? The Rabban says the second is the main, the first is the main one. And the Rabban says the first is the main one. Second, which one is what they say? So the self offer, they both say. Below bracha, should the ve'inan trei tibulit. What kind of lashon is that? I understood the lashon to me like the Rabban said. And really, you'll say the mitzvah of Mora right away. If you make a bracha right away, you have to be yotzer right away. And then, the only reason why you have to say it at the end, another half, because I say, trei tibulit. I can't pick the trei tibulit. But they all like the Rabban, not like us. So if that's the case, then what it was not, I'd be right. And the thing over here is, it should have been that way. If you have to make a bracha at the beginning, you have to be yours at the beginning. If that's the case, I agree with your pshat in the first three words of the line, not the last three words. Rashi is bothered to kind of about Kerr. What about Mara? I have a low Mara. Why? The lav chovahu, perhaps he doesn't even, that doesn't refer to Mara, it refers to Matzah. The bottom line is the last Kazaris Matzah is not really the chovah. Once we know you have to make a bracha at the beginning. Maybe. I know it's a little bit forced. I don't know how to read it otherwise. Last poem, there being a riot to that refers to the morrow, because he's the word who instead of he. Nunu, maybe you're right. Tiktuk. Maybe. Let's go to the Rosh. The Rosh is very strong over here. He doesn't like it in a big way. Ooh, he's the Rosh really is comes on strong. Both the Rashbam and Lamadalit, similar Lamadalit, he represented the Kipshuto. Top line of page Kuf Lamadalit, second column. Both the Rashbam. There's a little fizay in there. If the Rashbam is right, it should follow. Should Tzorech Lechel Imam Morar? The Charol says, Kevan Shehi Zeke Lamata Nachelet Amapesel Bekricha. V'yoleo hoya roya levorech al achilas masa. Hello, shekva mila kretzi mimena, we can't tell that's more bizman amikdash. Shirofa na kol v'yachara. Hilel v'siyoso. V'yachter abonon, mitzvah lochlo v'yachar. In other words, you really, what did he say? You have to have korech at the end. That's what it sounds like. Omnam tmihani, lam also kriecha betchila. Yasvit kriecha achmona zechel in English. To the corner, right, the way the Russian is saying, Rashi has a new kriecha at the end. So yes, the kasha, so then why have to bother at the beginning, according to them? Just have one at the end is enough. Hilgo clearly the whole thing is wrong. The also mata anal the shame chova. Bluff. Not a chova, as I read chat in the last three words in Rashi. Not a chova. Ela ochlin also zechel the Pesach. The Rosh is quite clear that the Iker is the first Kazayas. Finished. That's the Iker. That's all. That's the Iker. Big not Kamina, you'll see later, maybe today or tomorrow, and Laman, hey, remind me. What if you only have one Kazayas? What do you do with it? What do you do with the Kurav? It's complicated. That's how the Rosh seems to understand. Finished. Now, question. How does the Rambam hold this time? The Rambam. That's relevant, right? I'm old, it's going to be a relevant question in terms of how to pass it. How's the Rambam old? Before we get to the Rambam, the Maralmi Pragas quoted, I saw quoted here, Perek Samuel Gimel is saying, no, it's not a Zecha to Matzah, it's not even a Zecha to Korban Pesach, it's a Mamash Agonish, it's a Zecha Ba'alma, it's a Zecha to, you know what it is? Pan Pesach the Pesach. That's all. in order to be able to create a kind of a tam, something or other, the piv, he said, well, how does the Zayas matzah, this tam matzah, the piv? That's all. So zecha be alma to a prat of carbon pesach, the tam matzah, pesach, the piv, not to the ikud in carbon pesach. Wow. Huh? Oh, that's a very good question. That's another kazayas. Maybe it's another less than kazayas. I sort of bought the thing from a prime, that they can have less than kazayas after coming. On the other hand, we'll see soon that the Maharils have to have two kazayas. So we have now three sheetahs of us with a shear kazayas to come. Less kazayas, kazayas, or two kazayas. Okay, we'll come back. What do Rambam hold? So the Rambam has like this. Orach HaShulchan claims that the Rambam holds like Tosfos, that the Ikar Kazayas is at the end. Huh? Like the first, like the second day of Tosfos, which is also commonly known as Rashi and Rashbam. What is the Beferish of the second day of Tosfos? Right? They say Beferish that way. Rashi and Rashbam, it sounds like they're saying it only as a, maybe only saying it as a Havamim. Maybe. I don't know, it's a little bit unlikely. Here. The Rambam says in Perek Ches, Halacha Tes. Achakach nimshach besuda v'yochol kol ma'ashirot olechol v'lshotza kol ma'ashirot olishtos u'ba'achrona ocha mitzara pesach afilu kazayis ve'eino toim akrav klav u'bizman hazeh seramba ochel kazayis matzah ochel kazayis matzah. Ve'ein otom achrei aklum. Kedei, this phrase I don't get. You have the other Rambam here? No, look it up with your left hand. Kedei, she'yeh hefzik sudaso. Don't forward down what they mean. V'tam sar ha-pesach o'amat v'piv, she'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah. Hear this word. What's he saying? What do you mean, she'achiloson hi ha-mitzvah? What does Rambam want? Whatever he wants, the Aruch HaShulchan claims based on the Rambam that the Iker is what? The Afikoman. Shach Lassan, therefore gets very excited, Afikoman, the Kavana, Chatzos, Gansa Maises, whoa, the ultimate. I'm not convinced that the Rambam holds the main thing is the Afikoman. As a matter of fact, I think Funkfakir, the Rambam holds the main thing is the first Kazakhs. This is I read you from Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Yeah. This is the case of the Ramah Kodah, the Sunnah Samah, the Ramah Kodah, 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 the at the beginning of the Kavak Kazayas of Matzah, they make Al-Achilas Matzah, they have together a lot of Zimrorim, they have a Korba Kazayas from Pesach, that's it. At the end, he tells you what happened at the very end. Either Pesach in the old days, or Matzah nowadays, presumably a Zecher of the Korba Pesach. Seems to me, for care, that the thing at the end is only a Zecher, it's only a Tam Matzah and Piv story. He says that you have to have Tam, Tzar, Pesach, the Piv. That's not a real din. Tam, the Piv is Hidur. Whatever it means, only the one that means. But that's what that's Gora Hidur. Iku is the first Kazai that's up shot in Rambam. Yeah? Maybe I have to read it for it. Maybe. Yeah? Sure. You're in Halacha Zayin. Achakach b'varach b'varach Hashem z'mon adonu al achilas ha-zeva and eat the chagiga and achilas ha-pesach and eat the gumash ha-pesach. That's all. And then you have a whole meal. You have a whole meal. Whatever you want. Kneidlach, latkes, whatever you want to have. And then, at the end, you have to get a kazayin. I thought it was the first. That's what I thought, Pasha Pshat. Why do you have to have it at the end? What's the idea of Tamatzer Rishis Bechlal? That's a question. Where does it come from? So the Rav said, printed in the Sorah Gimel, an interesting idea. And I saw the end of the Mokkot in an Orchos Chaim. I saw the same as Seder Orchos. Orchos Chaim is the same as Sorah. Orchos Chaim is quoted there as saying, the reason for Tamat and the Piv is because you have a mitzvah of Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim Chalos HaLalav. So the Sisrei Torah. Right. So the Rav said, you have to have the mitzvah Bishor Shesh Matzul Mor Menofel Lufanem. And Rashi says, if you remember, Rashi says in Aflam and Vav, Lechem Sh'on Adorim Harbe, Halal V'Hagodah. Well, what? Halal's all over it. The matzah already put away into the kitchen, so swept under the rug. What kind of hot? What do you know about any matzah, right? If you have the matzah around, it's Mishkan matzah. It's already passe. So the Rav said, Pshat, no. You don't have the matzah on the tablecloth anymore. You have it in your mouth. The tab, matzah, the pivot, the way you can be Mekayim, no, you're already sleeping in. The way to be Mekayim, matzah, tomorrow, and Ochel Lefanefa, if you already ate the matzah tomorrow, the way to be Mekayim is to have it somehow, munach with piv. Not tomorrow. What? So if the Rav understood that even if you have that matzah on the table, it's not matzah in the mitzvah anymore. The time is up already. It's garnished. So you have it in your mouth. That's a better way. That's how the Rav is called in Mesorah Chela Gimel. I never heard that from the Rav, but that's the same Mesorah Gimel. The Ochos Chaim is the same word. He doesn't say Hallel. He says Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim all night. Same idea. Yes?
That's why
we only mark the letter, not mark. You throw it to the other one of the Borah Harvey, as opposed to the Matlin Borah, which goes in both. Okay, very good. Very good. Rabosai. How much do you have to eat for Afikol? We already said that before, three sheets. Where did the family that took his egg? Where did it come from? Oh. So it's very unclear where it comes from. There seems to be three different opinions where the two kazayas sheet that comes from. The Bavad Avraham quotes, Pesach u'matzo hanachelas imo. So he's talking about kazayas matzo, what's the correct? It's correct. Correct was something most together. That's what the Bavad Avraham quotes. Chayodim is quoted as saying, no, one zechel of Pesach, one zechel of Chagiga. The original source for the din of two kazayas was the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril doesn't say Zecher to Chagiga, nor does the Ma'aril say Zecher to the Matachanas, neither. So where does it come from? So Pashup Shad and the Ma'aril is it's all Zecher to Kovim Pesach. Zecher to Kovim Pesach, but Achilas Pesach is also the kazayas. The answer, I think, is, I believe, I was just speaking to Rav Shechter before, he's talking about it maybe tonight. Coming attraction, but that's a common. But I think the answer is as follows. Quoted from Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlo in the Sefer, on the Sefer Mitzvah of Tzad Yagon. Maybe it's even in the Mekor HaKodesh. You also quote it very often. Let's look. It says like this. Achilasan hi ha-mitzvah teaches us, but around that question in the Rambam, is an Iker mitzvah. You have to have an extra kazayas of the Iker mitzvah. What is Iker mitzvah? Of course, the Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam. The Iker mitzvah when the Korban Pesach of Bizman Shabbat and Mizashkayim is called Pesach. Even more Iker than Matzah, whatever that means. Bizman Hazeh, the Iker is Matzah. So you have to have it a second time to demonstrate that's the Iker as opposed to the Moror, as opposed to the Pesach, as opposed to the Matzah. Because an interesting Moshe of Yeruch HaFeshel Perl, the one that I was just heard. The Mishnah in where is it? Rosh Hashanah, I believe. You have Shofar and Chatzotras. On Rosh Hashanah, what? Shofar Marah, the Iker mitzvah for Shofar, and on Tainas what? Chatzotza Marah, the Iker have to be Marah. I thought he learned Shadrach Ramash. He lost on Iyah mitzvah. Yeah, when they basically kind of Marah, quote unquote, with the Korban Pesach, with having an extra kazayas at the end, and when Bizman Hazeh Marah with the matzah, extra kazayas at the end, the Melech comes out about so they can be challenging the Maril. Why did he eat Maril? So they have two kazayas of Afikoman. All Afikoman is only a zechel of Korban Pesach. That's the Pashup Shah. Nothing to do with Matzah, nothing to do with Chagiga, nothing to do with nothing. But they used to have two kazayas in the place. One at the beginning and one at the end. Rabbi says to Beferish. One at the beginning and one at the end. So the Afikoman is in order to be a proper Zecha, the Korban Pesach alone has to have two kazayas in. I'm not sure the whole shtickle Torah, how much it says in the Ma'aril, and how much it says in the Rabbi Ruchim Perlo, and how much of Shefta maybe added. I don't know, I have to go look inside. I didn't have a chance. But anyone have it, the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadegon? Anyone have it? Nobody has it? I don't own it. Yeah? I'm told in the back is the tale of the Zara and the Mafia. It's Arab and the Gimel and the Zara and the Mafia. If you find a Mafia, it'll be easy to find it. If you can find it for me, I'll bring it in, I appreciate it. Otherwise, look under the S, I think it's... I forgot it, the whole big stuff. You look at it, you know, there's some kind of Mafia there, even a rudimentary Mafia should find the right source for this. Now, from both sides. Why do we have to have time after the fear? We only saw one, or actually we saw two reasons already so far. One is the Rav's reason, which is the Orchus Chaim, I said. Well, namely what? You have to have to be the Halal the Rav said, or the Sibus, the Trimal Kalalaila the Rav, the Orchus Chaim said, which is Man Shemasa Menachem Befonav, or Olam Olam from Harbe, and if you can't do it because you already finished with it, the only way to have it is the Piv. That's what they said, that's one. And the Rashbam had a very simple pshat. I told you before, it's pshat, Pashit. You want, you should be full, Necha Asova. And the way to enforce Necha Asova is to say, look, you can't eat anymore. You can't eat anymore, so then you're going to want to eat a lot before that. The Balamor has a third reason, Rabbi Osai. Please turn to the Balamor. A third reason for time after the period. Unbelievable reason. The Balamor here at page 52. He has the kasha. Alright, the Gemara is talking about time after. What do you need it for? The Yesh Lishol. It's a little less than halfway down the lines of the Balamor. The Yesh Lishol. Ma lano in this pakak tama of lachachas. Who cares about we? Who cares? What do we need it for? The nearly time, the word time at the end of the line. The nearly time, you see? Dover, the left line says Dover, see it? Everyone see it? It's one.
Yeah.
It's seven lines above that little margin on the right side there. There's a marginal note there. That's the lamb above. Seven lines above that. Dover is there. Kitam sha'ama b'shtiyas yayin shebein kol gimel l'dal shalo yash t'riyas ahalo. We're afraid to let you drink between 3 and 4 because you may get drunk and not say ahalo. Kishahoyu kol yisroel b'zman shebein z'mingush kayim. Oklin l'fnim en ha'chol. Boy, I'm up on the Tzahalah. It was very crowded in Yerushalayim. There was a lot of eating within the city, within the walled city. Kibol sh'amru kazeh sapista. V'halela pakehi b'igro. We saw that already. They went up to the roof to say hello. Come on, pay him a base. U'perishua, the achli ha'ara, v'amri hosam. Nira lana mizeki mizmei adochak ha'mokam ha'yotrichim losam b'mkom ha'nachar ha'chilosam b'yayim. All in the Rosh Chag Hosam. Lomar ha'sahalam. Bichov says the Balamor, unbelievable. Choshu lehem chachamim shelo yishkechu milomar es ahalel. They're going to forget to say halel. The kaf asu the hafter afikom shel the fakeach tam matzah ben higu davar za afrach hachum and abayit ve matzah zeichel and mikdash. The one of the quantum that command lama yim afir nach hamatzah afikom. Says the Balamor, right, 5 words. 8 words. The emes of a viewer, zeh hatam, below tam, uvelo reach. Arrive at Old Bay. They're going on this, going on something else?
No.
Going on this? I think so.
Hey,
yeah. He doesn't like it too much, this reason. But the third reason, you have 3 reasons so far for the time after the fish. What is the story? What are the 3 reasons? Yeah?
Why would it be different
now? I was wondering about that. You know what? They went on the roof. That's why. They went on the roof. They almost tell them up. They wouldn't have gone on the roof. They would have been telling them up. Look, you have to use the available facilities. Doesn't say. I mean, it's still a kiddush. Okay, I'm awesome. Now, to the 3 different reasons. Comes the Ron, the 4th reason. Here's the Ron. The Ron is page from Dynamite out. Third white line. The fiqh of Nirali, the Rav, the Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, Kulu, Pachat, Haim, and Shayachan. What did Rav and Shmuel say? The Chabura, the Chabura. What does it do with Tam Bepiv? Explain. The Chashidon, Shemayavo, Lechol, as Apesach, the Beis, Mekomos. Who Mishamachi, Os, the Rav, Shalo Yaku, Mechabura, the Chabura, my spirit, Rashi's out. Ushmu Chayesh Tvei, Shafilib, Osa Chabura, Osa Lechol, Acha Apesach, Mine Basa. The Shem Allah Yizkor Shachal HaPesach the Tama the Bistra Basra Mafkech Le'er the Tama the Bistra Kama the Yoshev HaLechol Pesach the Shem Yechonim Mokom Acher, which is not allowed. He's only worried though about kind of meat, which will, you know, second meat will knock out the first meat. And then we paskin, oh, even tomorrow McCloyers is going to be usur. It's a very brilliant shot, Your Honor. So there are four interpretations of Mosai. That's it, I think, unless you're telling another one. Four reasons for Tamat of the Fish. One is just to make, it's nothing. It just means you have to finish eating beforehand. You have to make it especially a full. So they say you can't eat anymore. It's not really intrinsic reason for Tamat of the Fish as such. That's the Rashba. Pashupsha. If you need time to kumvah, say, there are three reasons for it. One of them is what? The Orchas Chaim with the rubs are a little bit different. You worry about the tribe, about the hollow, the munachim lefanav, so you can't have munachim lefanav with meaningless, so you have to have it in your mouth. That's one. Then we have the balamor, you should remember not to forget to say the hollow. And then there's the ran, who said you shouldn't come and eat the Pesach b'shnei mekayimus, and therefore the remains today with the mash. Four different reasons. Question. Yes. Does it mean weaken? Weaken, no? Look it up. Evaporate? Wow, evaporate. Whew. Okay. Find a professor of Hebrew somewhere. Ask him what he said. That's obviously Hebrew Shorish. I mean, Pasha Pshat. You can find one somewhere. All right. The Ran said it's all an issue of having of eating in two places, which you're not allowed to do. So we're afraid that you're gonna if you lose the taste of the Korban Pesach, you're gonna forget about it. You're gonna eat another piece of meat else. You eat the Korban Pesach again elsewhere. You're gonna forget about it. So to avoid that, so we either prohibit eating of meat or even eating of anything else, candy, so which is my takeaway to say. Rabosai, major question. And this is going to be, I have to postpone until tomorrow, I want to talk about it today. But it's gone to the top because we didn't find enough in Asia today. Can I ask someone to please bring one from the base medrash tomorrow, the other one, please? And then when a gabbai, I'm a gabbai. So I'm giving you authorization to bring me an abdenezer, or a chayim beit, shintay alpha, because look at the name of the tzar. We looked all over, couldn't find it today. I have two children, I got bar mitzvah, so I'm sure I can ask one of them for a shoot. Okay? But the big question, this is the main question. When does the Easter of Ein Maftirin Acha Pesach Avikoman come to an end? I ate breakfast this morning. After I finished the matzah last year, the Seder. Yeah, so when does it end? Doesn't say when it ends. Next Seder. So, very good. So the suggestion is made that it goes straight to Alos HaShach. Once I lost a shop, I already mamele, you can't eat. Why? So you have to first daven shacharis. You have to make kiddush. So mamele. According to the Rashbam, I think it should come to an end when you wake up the next morning. Because we're trying to prevent you from having the ability to eat more later on. If you eat more later on, then, that's what I think. Correct. I think you're right. I think you're right according to the Rashbam. According to the Balamor, Lani is dainty. Once you say hallel, it's okay. It's over. Once you say hallel, it's all over. These should be over. According to the way ability to fulfill it all night.
So
question. What if you hold the mitzvah only go to Chatzos?
It should
come out that the whole Isser, even according to the Rav and the Aruch HaSchaim, should end at Chatzos. That's it. No Mahalas, no Masivis, no more not. What about according to the other reasons? What's the other reason?
The Shnei Mekomos.
Then you can clear. Maybe it should depend on Zman Pesach. If Zman Pesach is all night, the Isser is all night. So if Zman Pesach is only until Chatzos, you're not going to make a Gzeir Shnei Chatzos. That's not what you're talking about. So it could be the Isser starts with Chatzos. That has radical ramifications. Tune in tomorrow for a Chassidus Pshat and a Litvish spin over the Chassidus Pshat as to how he handles some of this. You get up too late, you're not going to be able to make up the couple before Chatzos.